This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Reactive versus proactive tension management, which strategy works best for your team? Know when to prevent workplace tension and when to meet it head-on. In short, most workplace tension is manageable. The question is whether you manage it before it erupts or after. Both tension management strategies have real value. The teams that struggle are the ones locked into only one approach. Reactive tension management responds to conflict that has already surfaced and requires direct, immediate action. Proactive tension management prevents friction by building trust, clarity, and communication habits before problems appear. Knowing which strategy fits your situation is more important than being skilled at only one. Definition: tension management strategies are the deliberate approaches teams use to handle interpersonal friction in the workplace. Reactive strategies address conflict after it appears. Proactive strategies reduce the conditions that allow conflict to take root in the first place. I watched a team leader make this mistake for 3 years before it finally cost him a good team. Every time conflict surfaced, he moved fast. He was skilled at de-escalation, direct in conversation, and genuinely effective at putting out fires. What he never did was ask why the fires kept starting. He had no reactive versus proactive tension management distinction in his thinking. To him, tension management meant responding to tension. When two of his strongest people left within 6 months of each other, both citing a difficult working environment, he finally understood what he had been missing. This article is for anyone who recognizes something in that story. By the end, you will have a clear picture of what each approach looks like, where it works, and how to stop relying on just one. What reactive tension management actually looks like. Reactive tension management is the work you do when conflict has already arrived. It is the direct conversation you have when two colleagues stop speaking to each other. It is the mediation session after a meeting collapses into blame. It is the one-on-one where you name the friction out loud and ask what needs to change. This approach requires courage. You cannot be reactive and conflict avoidant at the same time. You have to be willing to walk into a tense room, name what is happening, and stay present while emotions run high. Reactive management is not a failure. Some conflict cannot be prevented, and when it arrives, the skill to respond to it directly is essential. A team that can face tension honestly, work through it, and come out the other side with trust intact is a genuinely strong team. If you want a clear method for those direct conversations, the deal method for diffusing tension between colleagues who refuse to cooperate is a solid framework to have in your toolkit. What reactive management cannot do is address the underlying conditions that keep producing conflict. Responding well is not the same as preventing the next incident. What proactive tension management requires. Proactive tension management is the work you do before conflict appears. It is building communication norms that make disagreement safe. It is checking in with your team regularly enough to catch friction before it calculates into something larger. It is creating the kind of psychological safety where people say, "I'm struggling with this dynamic," rather than going silent until they explode. This approach requires patience. The results are not visible the way a resolved conflict is visible. You cannot point to the argument that did not happen. You invest in communication culture, and you trust that the investment is working even when everything seems calm. Proactive work includes things like running productive meetings that don't waste time, establishing clear feedback habits, and making sure roles and expectations are never ambiguous for long. Ambiguity is one of the most reliable sources of workplace friction I have ever observed. One thing I know for certain: a calm team is not always a healthy team. Sometimes the silence is the warning sign. Comparing the two approaches. Dimension: reactive tension management, proactive tension management. Timing: after conflict surfaces, before conflict develops. Trigger: visible friction or breakdown, foresight or early warning signals. Primary skill: de-escalation, direct conversation, communication culture, trust building. Visibility of results: immediate and observable, gradual and often invisible. Risk: if overused, exhausting. Symptom: treating complacency, ignoring present conflict. Courage required: high in the moment, sustained over time. Best measure of success: conflict resolved, relationship repaired, conflict rate decreasing, team cohesion growing. The table shows the structural differences clearly, but what it cannot capture is the texture of how these two approaches feel in practice, and why people default too hard toward one of them. Reactive management feels productive because you can see it working. You had the hard conversation. The tension dropped. Proactive management feels uncertain because you are investing in outcomes that are difficult to measure. This is why so many leaders, even skilled ones, drift toward reactive approaches over time. The feedback loop is faster, and humans are drawn to fast feedback loops. The opposite to failure is equally real. Some leaders are so committed to harmony and prevention that they avoid necessary reactive conversations. Tension they should name directly, they attempt to dissolve through better meeting structures and clearer norms. That only works up to a point. When genuine conflict is already present, proactive tools become avoidance tools. Where the two approaches overlap. Here is the truth of it. The distinction between reactive and proactive is not always clean. There is genuine overlap, and being honest about it matters. When you use reactive tools well, you learn something about your team's friction points. That knowledge becomes the raw material for proactive work. After a difficult conversation, the right question is what communication habit or structural clarity would have reduced the chance of this happening. That question turns a reactive event into proactive planning. Transparency as a practice lives in this overlap. It is proactive in nature, building trust and reducing the information gaps that breed suspicion. But transparency after a conflict is reactive in timing. The tool is the same. The context determines which side of the line it sits on. Feedback sits in the same grey area. Regular, honest feedback is proactive. It keeps friction from accumulating into resentment. But effective feedback delivered after tension has surfaced is reactive. The skill is shared. The moment is different. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Three ways people confuse these approaches. Getting these two strategies mixed up is more common than most leaders admit. Here are the patterns I have seen most often. The mistake: treating reactive response as a proactive strategy. Why it happens: a leader gets good at resolving conflict and mistakes speed of resolution for prevention. They think that because they handle tension quickly, they're managing it proactively. What to do instead? Track how often you're having the same type of difficult conversation. If the pattern repeats, you're reacting well but not preventing. Ask what structural or cultural change would disrupt the pattern. The mistake: using proactive tools to avoid a necessary reactive conversation. Why it happens: proactive habits feel safer than direct confrontation. A leader introduces a new feedback framework or resets team norms when what the situation actually needs is a specific, honest conversation with two specific people. What to do instead? Ask yourself honestly whether the proactive action you're planning would address the conflict already present, or whether it would sidestep it. If it sidesteps it, have the direct conversation first, then build the proactive habit. The mistake: assuming a quiet team needs no proactive investment. Why it happens: in the absence of visible conflict, it is easy to conclude that everything is fine. Proactive work feels unnecessary when nothing is obviously wrong. What to do instead? Quiet can mean trust or it can mean suppression. Regular one-on-ones, honest check-ins, and the kind of psychological safety needed to start a difficult conversation will tell you which one you have. Choosing the right approach for your situation. The right tension management strategy depends on what is actually happening in your team right now. Use reactive tension management when conflict has already surfaced and is affecting work. If two people are avoiding each other, if a meeting ended badly and the fallout is still present, if someone has gone quiet in a way that concerns you, these situations require direct response. Waiting for a proactive habit to dissolve present conflict is wishful thinking. Tools like the CORE framework for staying grounded during tense conversations exist precisely for these moments. Use proactive tension management when things are relatively stable and you have the runway to build. Invest in communication norms, clarify roles and expectations, build regular check-in habits, and use the DEAL method for resolving conflicts before they fracture team cohesion as a reference framework your team understands before they need it. The best time to build fire prevention habits is before there is a fire. After any reactive event, ask what proactive investment would reduce the chance of a repeat. After any sustained period of proactive work, ask whether anything is being quietly suppressed. Both questions, asked regularly, keep your approach balanced. The choice at defines how your team handles conflict. Teams do not struggle because they lack information about tension management strategies. They struggle because they default. They find one approach that feels natural and lean on it until its limitations become their team's limitations. The leader who only reacts will always be tired, always chasing the last fire, never quite ahead of the next one. The leader who only prevents will build a culture that looks healthier until something breaks through anyway, and then discovers the reactive muscles have gone soft from disuse. Strength here comes from holding both approaches deliberately. Know which one you are reaching for and why. After decades of watching teams navigate conflict, I have come to believe that the most resilient ones are not the ones where tension never appears. They are the ones where people trust each other enough to name it when it does, and where the communication culture makes it harder for friction to fester in the first place. That combination, reactive skill and proactive investment working together, is where real tension management strategies live. Frequently asked questions. What are tension management strategies in the workplace? Tension management strategies are the methods a team uses to handle interpersonal friction and conflict. Reactive strategies respond to tension after it surfaces. Proactive strategies build conditions that reduce conflict before it starts. Both are necessary depending on the situation and the team involved. What is the difference between reactive and proactive tension management? Reactive tension management responds to conflict once it has already appeared, using de-escalation, mediation, or direct conversation. Proactive tension management prevents friction by building clear communication norms, psychological safety, and early check-in habits before any conflict emerges between team members. When should a team leader use reactive tension management? Use reactive tension management when conflict has already surfaced and is affecting team performance. If two colleagues are openly in friction, a deadline is collapsing under interpersonal pressure, or a conversation has broken down, reactive response is the right and necessary choice for the moment. When do tension management strategies shift from proactive to reactive? The shift happens when early warning signs go unaddressed long enough for friction to become visible conflict. If you miss the small signals, short replies, avoided eye contact, skipped meetings, you will need reactive tools. Proactive habits reduce how often that shift happens. Can proactive and reactive tension management be used together? Yes, strong teams use proactive habits as the foundation and keep reactive skills sharp for when friction breaks through anyway. After resolving a conflict reactively, the most effective leaders ask what prevention system was missing, then build it before the next incident arrives. What are the most common mistakes in managing workplace tension? The three most common mistakes are treating all tension as a crisis requiring immediate reaction, assuming that a calm team means no tension exists, and using proactive tools as a substitute for honest reactive conversations when direct conflict needs to be addressed head-on and without delay. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book 8 Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.